Okay, let's go over here to Ray, who's calling us from Seattle. Hi, Ray.
Well, hi, Dr. Ray. How are you?
Well, I'm waiting for the sun to come out. Aren't you doing the same?
Oh, my goodness. No, we're down in Ocean Shores today, even though we typically live in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
It's nice and sunny.
Oh, good.
I'm
glad you're
there. Marvelous internet.
Okay.
Hey, we got a granddaughter who's 13, and, you know, I've listened to you long enough to know that getting milk, she's allergic to milk, and so we don't, her parents don't give her too much milk. So what's the best way to get calcium besides vegetables? Because, you know, a teenager, she's just, from what I hear, she just doesn't like eating a lot of vegetables. So I was wondering how much calcium should somebody that age take and what form, citrate, there's one that starts with a G.
Yeah, I usually stick with the citrate form, sir, because it absorbs best whether or not our digestion is working 100%. And not knowing this young lady, I have no way of knowing whether her digestion is good or not. Most young people it is, but oddly enough, milk allergic people, young people, more frequently have poor digestion than non-milk allergic young people. So anyway, I'd stick with the calcium citrate. And what can you tell me approximately her height and weight, sir?
I guess she's about 5'5 and probably 95 to 100 pounds.
Okay, so she's getting up there toward the adult range. Usually you can find calcium in a 2-to-1 ratio, two parts calcium, one part magnesium. And that's really a very good idea. And if she's not eating her veggies, and I assume mom doesn't make bone soup, which is one of the better sources of calcium there is out there, is a so-called bone soup. It's an old tradition. But if mom doesn't, then usually 300 to 400 milligrams of calcium and half of that in magnesium, and both in the citrate form. And there's a couple of companies out there that have what's called CalMag citrate. They just put it right in the label, tell you what it is. And those are relatively speaking in those dosage ranges.
Okay, and I don't think their parents use they use the sea salt, so they don't get the anti-caking agent in the iodine. You know, the typical salt. No. The little girl on the umbrella. How do you recommend getting iodine? Enough iodine, and how much would that be?
Well, how's seafood consumption in that family?
I'm sorry?
How is seafood consumption?
Once or twice a week, I think.
Okay, well, that might almost be enough. Another way is one can sprinkle a tiny bit of seaweed powder into salads, and it just kind of blends in with the other things you do with your salad. That's another way. Yes, one could use a drop of iodine from time to time if one had it around the house. I don't know if I'd recommend it regularly for a still-growing person, but if we keep the dose low enough, it wouldn't be a problem.
You like that one that you sell, Lugol's?
Yeah. Now, Lugol's is the full strength, and so there we never want to go past one drop a day.
Okay. You were talking to that lady about eyebrow something or other. Was that eyebrow pluck?
Don't recall that today, sir. I was talking to her about something called oculotrophin. That was the last caller.
No, what was the problem? Was it called eyebrow pluck?
Oh, no. Macular. Now, macula is the back of the eye where the visual part happens. And it was called pucker, macular pucker. And it literally looks like a pucker when the ophthalmologist is looking at it. Yeah.
Okay, I misunderstood. Thank you. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, and thank you for calling, and I hope that young'un never had any asthma, because so many asthmatic kids are milk allergic.
Not have any what?
Asthma, wheezing.
Oh, asthma. No, I don't think, but you know, one thing, Dr. Wright, is I've listened to you and passed on your information, and, you know, she got a lot of sore throats for a while, and then when they found out that she had that milk allergy, and, well, they gave her, her doctor gave her lactate, but when they finally got, because of your information about sore throats and milk,
mm-hmm.
It cured it. It totally cured.
Yay.
It.
Yay!
So thank you very much for that.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm just passing it along. I learned that from a book written by the head of pediatrics from Johns Hopkins University. No kidding. And apparently other doctors didn't read his book, but I sure did, and it sure works.
Yes, it's amazing. It's totally amazing. Well, again, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, man. Thank you for calling, sir.